This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
That's a good one.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely, to get it into the end of the year, getting ready for the new year. A little Young Rascals there, some grooving. 1570 WILO, Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Glad to be grooving with you as we finish up the old one, bring in the new. Hard to believe that this is, we're sitting at... 2025, the end of 2025. It's hard to believe. Just unreal to me. But regardless, we appreciate you being with us, and we've got a lot of things to kind of go over, too. We don't want you to forget that New Year's Eve party. We've got one going on over at the Frankfort Campground on Freeman Street at 6 o'clock. You're more than welcome to come to that. Then that's our church party. But then the big one that I know the kids want to be a part of, for sure, because I don't want to break a leg or an ankle or something, but Hoosierland Roller Rink, Vincent and Linda, they're going to have it going. DJ Pete from California is going to be there. It is going to be a lot of fun. Vincent's just a great guy. He is the new owner of Hoosierland. They put a lot of money over there in it, and they are rocking it over there at Hoosierland Roller Rink. 6 to 1 a.m., 6 p.m., 1 a.m., bring in the new year, 2026, at Hoosierland Roller Rink. That's New Year's Eve party, December 31st. And Vince, they'll treat you right. For $12, can't beat that. Skate and celebrate for $12 there at the roller rink. That's coming up this Wednesday. Hey, we want to thank our partners as well. TC Traders, if you're not pulling a TC Trader, you're not pulling your weight. And Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Grooving each and every day. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Boone County Daily News.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. Carroll County Daily News.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper for everywhere else. WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, With Them Health Services, Town and Country Glass, all helping us out. Not just this radio show, but each and every day on HoosierlandTV.com, they bring you every event that comes down the pipe here in our community, and including ball games and community events. So we appreciate all the folks that help sponsor Hoosierland TV. And we couldn't do any of that. None of that would happen unless we had power. You got to be able to power up the cameras and power up the radio and all of the sound equipment. And we appreciate the folks that bring us the power. And joining us this morning, the Superintendent of Power. That could be a new title for Todd. Mr. Todd Corey, Superintendent of USB, the Utility Service Board. Good morning there, Todd.
Good morning, Shan. How are you?
How do you like that new title, the Superintendent of Power?
No, I'll just stick with the General Manager of FMU, Shan. It's probably better.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. So, hey, how was your Christmas?
It was fantastic. We had a good time, just all-around good time, Shan.
Well, anytime you have a grandchild involved, you know, it's going to be fun.
Well, we had four of them, so yeah. and a grand dog as well too.
Well, it sounds like the whole fam was there. That's a great, and thank you for joining us today as we wind down 2025. It's of course, yesterday was a little bit of a blustery day. Did you have any wind damages or anything that you had to deal with that yesterday? I know I was talking to a friend in Michigan yesterday. They were trying to get me some information, and their internet was down. Their power was down multiple times during the day. How did we fare?
We had a couple small things. Of course, battling the wind was the biggest thing. But we really dodged a bullet yesterday, Shan. But a lot of that goes back to that we have spent a lot of money and a lot of time on tree trimming and tree clearing in the last three and a half years. And that's really paying dividends for us at this point in time. But, you know, we expected the worst, and the risk came out unscathed for the most part.
Yeah.
I know. Both Tipmont, Duke, and then we got those guys were tore up pretty good, but we didn't have anything major going on. No broken poles, no nothing like that. Just little things, little things.
Yeah, the good news: not only have you cleared some trees, but you guys have been able to put some new poles in over the years that have made a big difference, I think.
Oh, we put in a bunch of poles. Yeah, some of them was due to high winds though that just started breaking them. But in the last, I don't know, I would say 5 years, we're probably approaching over 1,000, right around the 1,000 mark on rebuilds and routine maintenance. Basically, is what it comes down to. And we got a couple big projects, bigger rebuilds going on. We got them started, and then with the holidays and the weather turned the way it did, they got slowed down. But we'll be hitting it hard the first part of the year down on the southwest part of the county, over that way.
Okay, over there in our world, in the church, our church world over there.
Yeah,
on six, south, county road
south
600.
Of there. Yeah,
yeah, south, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 700, 600, all that. Just at the end of the county line, right in that area. So over by
no man's land.
Yeah,
no man's land out there.
Yeah, our little church is kind of like the steeple, the little church on the prairie is what we call it, since it's kind of out there in the at the corner, right there near Colfax. But Colfax, you know, that's someone's. I remember someone when I first moved to town, they were talking about Miller's catfish, and so I got invited and went out there. And I'm thinking, where is this place? I just kept driving, and finally came to a sign, and I drove to the little town of Colfax, the little town with a big heart. That was the slogan that was on the sign for many, many years. And of course, that the Miller's fish. Oh my goodness, that was pretty. And the onion rings. Wow. That was wild. So, did you get to ever enjoy any of that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that was Miller catfish. That was some kind of feasting right there. So, the unexpected weather. I mean, of course, Indiana weather is pretty unpredictable. You never know what's going to take place. And this little last blast was it wasn't necessarily unexpected, but it did come up on us. I think it was more wind and. That happened than was expected. So glad that we were able to fare well. How does all the other utilities fare in a situation where, you know, it goes from like 64 degrees to like 16 and the windshield, I think, was like 7 or 8 yesterday?
Well, of course, with the wind, you always worry about your power lines and stuff.
Right.
Sewer, on the sewer side or wastewater side, it's really nothing to worry about there. Now with the water, with the temperatures constantly fluctuating from warmer to cold to warmer to cold, and what it does is it drives the coldness down further into the ground when that happens, and that's when water mains start to break. Fortunately, we haven't ran into that yet, but you know, it's, you would think that if it warms up that the heat would come up with it, but it doesn't. It actually forces the coldness down and freezes deeper, and then that's when it starts to shift and you'll get a water main break. But so far, so good for us.
Yeah, well, that's a blessing. You've got a lot of folks that work there. Every time I see, I was telling the mail person, Stephanie, yesterday, God bless you, sweetheart. You're out there, in the craziness. You guys take good care of all of your guys though. I mean, they're all bundled up. You got a lot of safety precautions, and they take good care of us, but you have to take good care of them.
Oh yeah. They're all taken care of. And, yesterday we did have, a sewer problem that was not weather related, but the guys had to get the big vac truck out with the jetter, and I stopped and talked to a couple of them. They're in their Carhartts, their hoods, their gloves, everything. It's not their first rodeo. They know how to prepare for it, and fortunately it wasn't an all-day job out in that yesterday. It was a couple hour job, but if they get cold, they'll jump back in the truck, warm up. They're all sensible and know how to take care of themselves.
Yeah, that's important too, being sensible. So
yes.
Not everyone is. Yes. So hey,
no.
You know, we've got housing projects. I know Habitat for Humanity is coming up. They're going to be building 7 or 8 new homes in that area. There's some other projects that are on the board. How are we on infrastructure, especially transformers? I know that was really a big struggle a couple of years ago. Where do we stand on all the supplies as the demand continues for housing?
We're actually pretty good. The lead time and the price is what really shocked us a few years back. Prices are starting to come down a little bit. We have plenty in stock now to take care of, one underground a pad mount transformer will service anywhere from 3 to 5, 6 homes. So, for Habitat, it works out pretty well. They only needed a couple more out there, and we have those. But if we have a long enough lead time and we know things are getting developed, then we can get them on order, get them here, and then they're not waiting on us. But normally by the time they start digging for places and things like that, we're in pretty good shape, and we can get them a lot sooner than we used to be, Shannon.
Well, that's good. And you're saying the price, some of the pricing has shifted to a more
favorable area.
That's a good
one. Yeah.
Probably not necessarily what some of the developers want, but at least it's better than it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. Like I said, they came down a little bit. They're still not to where they probably should be for what they are, but, it's also getting into supply and demand.
Yeah.
Because it's everywhere in the country, and we buy all the transformer we buy are made here in the United States, and there's several of them that we use, but it was a struggle, but it's not as big of a struggle as what it was.
Yeah, it's always scary when the power man, the general manager of the Frankfort Municipal Utilities is saying, can't get any transformers right now, Shan. We're backed up by like 17 months.
Yeah.
I remember having that conversation a couple of years ago, and wow. It
got up to over 2 years there for a while.
Yeah. It's not, well, thank goodness people are back, working and they're making them in the good old US of A, and so we know we've got more. So at least the parts will be there when developers start building some new homes. 2025 is quickly slipping through our grasp here. Hard to believe. This the year has just gone by. It has just flown by. How has it been for you?
Has it been
a quick year for you?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, I guess, to put it lightly. It just flies by, and I remember being back in the day as a kid, you would think that it just drug on and drug on, but the older you get, the faster they go, Shan.
Yeah, that's what they say, and I used to say, okay, time is time. The clock keeps ticking the same as it did, and it's true. I think it is the perspective of as you get older, you do realize just how much time is how much sand has passed through the hourglass, and you keep wanting to flip it over, and that doesn't always pan out. either. What some of the goals? What are some of the accomplishments and major projects that maybe you've looked back on 2025 that you've been a part of that that did you feel like have been good and successful?
You know, I don't think I could pinpoint any one or two, Shan. With what we do and the people that I work with, they're just so good. It's hard to pinpoint just one thing. You know, we do our day-to-day operations, but when it comes to an emergency situation, I would say all those were highlights because of the crews that are doing the work. They don't get frazzled. They get their job done, and they are just they're just tremendous. So, you know, all those are highlights for me. And it's mostly the highlight is just working with the people that I work with.
Oh yeah, you got a great crew. You got a great team, no doubt. And always appreciate all of the help that you give, like the parks and street department. I know every time that we have a chance to talk to Ryan or Brian, they're always very appreciative of what partnerships and collaboration they have with the utility services and with the Frankfort Municipal Power. Because, you know, we are a community and you got to work together. We don't always agree, but you got to work together to get something done. I think that that is a great point, you know, Todd, because there have been some pretty rough times over the years with whether it be ice storms or whether it be tornadoes or whether it be just bad accidents and things go down. You got to have a clear head and no drama, and people just got to get it done. And I think that's that really is probably the biggest shining star that your team we can promote with your team, because that's exactly what they do.
Oh yeah, and it's just not our team. It's, you mentioned Brian and Ryan, you know, from the parks and the street department, but you've got the fire department, you've got the police department. Mm. And anytime anybody needs anything that is a city employee, I see it from my perspective that you just don't drop what you're doing on a dime and go help them, but you do everything that you can to do that in case you might be in the same emergency, like if a tornado comes through again, which I thought we might get one Sunday.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Yeah.
You know, but everybody works together here within the city of Frankfort, and it's just it's tremendous to be part of it because everybody puts egos aside and does what's best for the community. And, you know, and it's just not the department heads or anything. It's all the employees everywhere will do anything to help out where they can.
Well, and it certainly shows, and it makes a big difference when you're out driving about and being a part of the community. You know, 2025 is almost in the books. 2026 is right around the corner. What are some of the top priorities that you have? I know there's a big decision coming up on the data center, but there's other things in the pipeline, too. You've got other developments and other things that are being worked on. Infrastructure is always a key in having good housing, good development, whether it be a municipal or whether it be private, whether it be public. Regardless, infrastructure is a big key. What do you see for 2026 regarding your top priorities?
Top priority is probably keeping everybody safe, to be honest with you. But, you know, the other thing is we just have to tackle those as they get here. From the infrastructure standpoint, let's say if it's a development or housing development, any of those things, the contractor's responsible for getting that infrastructure to us and a little bit of work, you know, with a tap or whatever or a valve. But other than that, but on the electric side, we build the infrastructure for them. It's a charge that they pay. We don't do it on our dime. So, you know, it's just we got to tackle those as they get here. And right now, if we had that magic ball or crystal ball, we could tell what it is and be prepared. But we just don't know at this point in time.
Right.
You know, and we are rebuilding, as I mentioned earlier, some pole lines, putting in new poles. The conductor is still good, but we just got things like that. And, you know, it's a dangerous job when they're doing that. And that's where I say that the main goal is just safety, Shan, for us. And we've done a really good job in the last few years of doing that. We supply all the safety equipment, safety gear that these guys need to do their jobs throughout all the utilities, just not one in particular. So, you know, we just another hopefully another prosperous year, and we tackle things as they come up is really all that you can do in this business.
Yeah.
You can have the best laid out plan, Shan, and one gust of wind could tear that all up.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
As Job in the Bible could attest for sure. We talk about modernization and where things, you know, if you go back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I think of people like Tom Donahoe, that was there many years ago. Technology seems to change a lot of things. How do you see technology changing? And what are a couple, three things that you're seeing in the future that maybe we're not seeing, that maybe, you know, you go to a conference or something and you come back and go, wow, that is going to definitely change our world in the next, 10 years, 5 years, whatever the case.
That's tough because we've done all these expansions at water and at wastewater, and at the time we got the latest technology or the newest technology in there. And with on the electric side, we did the substations, refurbished all the substations. And, you know, the only thing that I would say really would be we changed out all of our electric meters to remote reads a few years ago. It took us about 3 years to get the whole system done. The only thing that's there is to get them to where they're just read right at the billing office by cellular readings. That's probably the biggest thing, but the problem is it's very, very expensive to do it. That would be the thing that could really help us out, but it's way too expensive for us to get involved in that right now.
So you're saying that is something that would remotely just report back to you the usage and everything, so you wouldn't necessarily have to have someone going out cellularly and picking up the data.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, and they can. It all goes there. There's a lot of our water meters that are that way now, but you can get the technology to where the disconnects and reconnects can be done right at a computer inside the billing office. You don't have to send a person out there to do that or anything anymore either. There's a lot of communities that have done it, but it cost at least $2 million to do a system our size.
Wow.
And that's probably a inexpensive version of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, more of a conservative.
But out there. Yeah, out there to where that way you don't have meter readers, you don't have a disconnect person and everything else, but it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what technology is doing. I mean, I know living out in the county, I'm not fortunate enough to be on the Frankfort Utilities or on Duke, but, I get a cent every month. You know, it's all automatically auto pay, everything's automatic. I mean, it just, you know, you and I think you guys have all that auto pay and everything as well, don't you, as far as your billing?
That is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
And that
correct.
That is convenient for folks, and there's budget billing as well available?
Actually, no, we do not do budget billing, but there was a question came up last week, and I am looking into that for us, Shan.
Okay.
I know there are some people that like it. There's some people that probably don't like it. It is something that it was requested that we look into it, and so that's what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's one of those scenarios that they give you a little bit of a discount if you do auto pay and budget bill. So, but it's not it's not as much as I'd like for it to be, for sure. But things are changing, and the winds of change continue to to blow, regardless of where you are in the world. Technology continues to change things. And I could see possibly maybe something like your reading, the automatic readers or the digital reading, that maybe something could be phased in one day, or is it something has to be? Is it one?
Yeah,
is it all or nothing?
No. Like I said, when we went to the remote read meters, so somebody, all they have to do is do a drive by down the streets, and it'll start collecting them. We have so many. We have over 9,200 electric meters. It took us a good 3, if not 4 years to get those all changed out.
Wow. Of course, I guarantee. Go ahead.
We had one route, Shan, that it was out, it went way out in the country and stuff. And depending on what the weather was and everything, it might take them a day and a half of driving, getting out, reading the meter, getting back in the truck and everything. And now that route's cut down to about 3 hours, from a day and a half to 3 hours.
Wow. Well, and that, yeah. You know, when you think about this technology and the digitization of all of this, I got to believe that Shane, you know, Jacoby, I know he's your IT guy, tech guy. He's got to be sometimes scratching his head because he's got to protect all of that, you know, because all that's information that's, you don't want something hacked and things. And that's got to be something that weighs on your mind as well.
Oh, yeah, it does. But, you know, I don't have to think about it a lot because Shane does a tremendous job.
Yeah, he does.
And he is good at what he does, and he knows, he keeps us up to date on our on all our
certifications and
certifications, all the licenses that we need for the protection. Antivirus is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
He does. I don't have to worry about that stuff. He takes care of us. And when he does come and talk to me, I don't understand 99% of it anyway. So I keep telling him he has to dumb it down for me. What's the end result? And he starts laughing and fills me in. But that is one area that I normally don't have to put much thought into just because of the person that we have doing it for us.
Yeah, I would highly agree with that, and certainly appreciate all the work that Shane does. From a just in my world with technology, how it changes is pretty amazing. I can't imagine. Of course, you know, we talk to companies on a regular basis about, you know, they're trying to secure them from being hacked and ransomed and all of those kind of things, where they're held hostage, I should say, those that are holding them hostage ask for ransoms and that happened a couple of 3 years ago to some big corporations in our area, and it does make a huge impact, because it can paralyze a company, which also can paralyze a community, you know, if you're dependent upon that company.
Was it last year about this time
with NHK?
I think it was. No, Tipton's water.
Oh, yeah, system. Yeah. You're right.
Got hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No, was it a water? It might have been a wastewater plant, and it didn't matter because they were in the process of decommissioning it anyway. But yeah, they got it over there, and I tell you what, we started looking and making sure, and we had all kinds of people looking at ours, and we're very well protected on all that stuff.
Well, we greatly appreciate it. And it's so, one slip up, one mistake, you know, that's why I always tell people that our law enforcement, all the folks, our first responders, all those folks that work diligently to protect us and keep us safe. The bad guys, the criminals, the people that are out there doing the nefarious things, they got a lot of opportunities to do things. We blow it once, you know, the people that are trying to protect, they make one mistake and it can be, you know, catastrophic. So we greatly appreciate, the time, the attention, all that you put into the technology and the wherewithal that you put in from management and all of this to all of your employees, making us safe. and keeping the lights on, because it's amazing how, and again, how that's all transforming as well with so many different new options that are coming down the pipe. So we appreciate you guys being on the cutting edge and the forefront, Todd. So, well, listen, brother, it's time to go, but I thank you for all you do, and I'm glad you had a great Christmas. I wish you the best, healthy, and the most prosperous, successful 2026.
Thank you, Shan. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you again.
Hey, no problem. Have a great one. Todd Corey joining us this morning. Appreciate Todd's normally in studio, but he had to be running around today. So he's out there keeping the lights on and keeping the water flowing and the wastewater flowing. And we appreciate all that our utility services and Frankfort Municipal Utilities take care of. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we'll be back with a representative from Grissom Air Force Base. That's the plan. Going to be talking a little bit about what they're doing over there in Kokomo, near Kokomo, Peru area. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It is Party Line here on WILO.